Our Lord is quite affirmative that He and the Father are one. Next weekend we have the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord returning to the Father. And when He left up the church on earth, the apostles went and preached and taught. And Pope Peter wrote this letter: reverence the Lord Christ in your heart and always have your answer ready for people who ask you the reason for the hope. Always have your answer ready when people question you about your faith, and give them the reason for the hope you have. As I speak, there's a Sudanese woman who's been found by the court, the Islamic court in Sudan, for marrying or becoming a Christian. She now is sentenced to death. She has an 8-month-old baby, you may have heard about it, but she's going to be put to death after being lashed, whipped, because she has chosen to become a Christian. And I don't think it's a Catholic. She's a non-Catholic Christian. But simply to not be Islamic or Muslim in that part of the country is contrary to society's laws. And therefore they'll put her to death. Frightening thought, isn't it? That we still have places in the world where such hostile and fierce forms of punishment are inflicted upon people because of their religious beliefs. But she was given the option. She was given the option to become a Muslim. But no, she has a reason and she has a ready answer for the hope she has in her heart and for the life that she will give. That's a reality that she is basically confronting. And we are sometimes confronted with harsh realities too. We ought to have reasons for what we believe and why. Take, for example, today. Today's the Feast of Our Lady Help of Christians, the 24th of May. She is our patroness. Every diocese has a patron or a patroness, every church, but the whole country is dedicated to Mary Help of Christians. Why? The title originated in the 16th century when St. Pius V ascended to St. Peter's throne. Christendom faced many perils, perhaps unequalled in the history of continual conflict, not the least which came from the agitated and violent followers of Muhammad. Pius V gathered all that he could among the Catholic princes because the Turkish fleet was about to invade Italy through Venice and then take over all of Europe. Northern Europe was fighting amongst themselves, the French against the Italians. Nevertheless, through much prayer, Pius V managed to gather the forces of Spain and Venice and, with much prayer, formed a fleet. Even the Archbishop of newly discovered Mexico sent over an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe to go on one of the ship's masts so that she would be there as they went to battle. Pope Pius V, who is a saint, was a Dominican prelate. He was a very holy pope, and he depended on the rosary. He begged all the monasteries and convents of Rome to pray the rosary. He even went barefoot in procession through the streets, praying the rosary. The force was gathered under a man called Don John of Austria, or Don Juan of Austria, because he was of Spanish descent. Now his own life is quite interesting. Charles the Emperor was the Holy Roman Emperor of all of Christendom. He, whilst in Germany, had an affair with a woman called Barbara Blomsberg. And the illegitimate child was this man, John. If he was living today, he would have been perhaps coerced and inspired by some to terminate the pregnancy. But they didn't do that back then. And so the child was born. And later on, the illegitimate child came into the royal court. The child was the grandson of Queen Isabel. And his auntie was Catherine over in England that Henry would divorce. So you can see the family tree is quite close and intimate. John would never become a king or a prince because of his birthright. Nevertheless, he would be the one to save all of Christendom. He was brilliant as a naval commander. The Holy League was formed September 1571. The Christian Navy numbered 300 ships, galleys, an army of 50,000 men who went to confession individually to Jesuits lined up on the beaches, who were there for days hearing their confessions, because they didn't think any would come back. So far, the Muslim fleet had not been defeated, and it was a force to reckon with. They had 120,000 men, double the Christians. Their fleet was stronger. They were more ferocious and brilliant on the seas. The battle began. The Turkish navy formed an arc. We are at Lepanto, near Gallipoli. They were concerned. Mass was being offered on every ship. Rosaries were being said, and they went into battle. And they clashed. And of course, back then, your battleship wasn't driven by an engine, but by slaves. Slaves, galley slaves, who were forced to row quickly. Otherwise, they were whipped, lashed. And there were 50,000 Christian galley slaves in those 300 Muslim ships. Just imagine rowing your ship, rowing the enemy's ship to attack fellow Christians. Nevertheless, things went in our favour. The leading Islamic ship was governed by a captain called Ali Packer. Ali Packer's ship was overtaken by Christians. They took three attempts, but eventually they overtook the ship, captured the ship and put to death the Muslim leader. And in doing that, the Islamic fleet started to falter. Then suddenly the winds changed in the Christian favour, and they routed them and destroyed them in a most dramatic manner. They then freed all of the Christians in the galley, and those Christians then rallied to the Christian force, and they decimated the Islamic fleet and came home triumphant. Pius the Fifth was praying, and at the very moment when the battle was won, though it could not have known by human means, he said he had seen in the vision that they had won. Our Lady had caused the wind to change, and the Christians had routed the enemy, and the battle was ours. He thanked God and said, we ought to thank Our Lady. Let's give her a new title in the litany of Loreto. The title is Help of Christians. And so that's where the name came from. Time would pass. Napoleon kidnapped two popes. And the second pope was called Pius also. And he was taken to France. The year was 1814. He'd been in prison for about 9 years. At the time, bread and water. Napoleon wasn't too friendly, even to the pope. And he tried to push him into doing things that he would rather not do. Nevertheless, the pope never gave in. But the pope prayed to God and said, if you release me on a Saturday, if you allow the intercede for me in May, I will dedicate a feast to you. It was May the 24th, 1814. He was released. He said, right, I'll honour the deal. I'm going to institute a feast to Mary, Help of Christians. Because she helped me. She helped us win the battle at Lepanto. Let's have a feast in her honour. And that's where the name comes from. 30 years later, the Catholic bishops for the first time were meeting in Sydney, saying, this continent here, we don't have many Catholics nor many priests, but we need spiritual protection. To whom shall we entrust this vast land? I thought perhaps Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, or Our Lady under this title. Then someone said, look, the Pope has recently given us a feast of Mary, Help of Christians, and we need help in this country. Furthermore, as they met, they had just come from a very difficult period, and they recalled back that for about 9 years until 1814, Australia was priestess. That was the very same time that Rome was popeless. And so they saw a connection between the two situations and said, we think that we need the title of Mary, Help of Christians. And the title was set. The church is dedicated, that's the cathedral, in Sydney. We also have our church at Jindara dedicated to the same title of Mary, Help of Christians. There's much history there, there's much to be thought about, but behind the history are individuals. Individuals like Don Juan of Austria, Pope Pius, and many others who had reasons for what they believed. Let us think about our past, let us pray for our future. Let us seek through the Rosary, in particular, our Mother's intercession. Mary is our help, and perhaps people get themselves into all types of strife in this life because they don't go as a son or daughter to their heavenly mother. We seek her intercession, we ask for her aspiration and guidance and protection through the rosary. Pray it well, pray it often, and so you may receive from heaven to earth Mary's help, for she is truly Our Lady, help of Christians. Praise to Jesus Christ.